This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Let's go!
Haere mai, ko Hannah Tōku Ingoa, and you're listening to That's The Ticket. Today I'm pleased to be hitting you up with the latest from HMT. Hamilton Musical Theatre's production of In The Heights is fast approaching, so I'm welcoming a couple of cast members to the show today. Kyla and Marangai, aka Nina and Benny, are in the studio today. Kia ora team, how's it going?
Kia ora, good.
Going great.
Welcome to That's The Ticket. Obviously the show's been going for a hot minute, and so it's always kind of a bit of an exciting time when I welcome people on who I haven't talked to before. So, I mean, take that as you will. Your episode 232, so no pressure.
Damn.
Love that. You don't, a lot of episodes.
Yeah, you don't look a day over 230.
Perfect.
Personally. We're out the gate, it's already a bit silly, isn't it? No, but you know what's not silly? In the Heights. Because here's the thing. I was telling Marangai before we went on air today that I do actually have a huge soft spot for this musical. Mm-hmm. And your director, Mel Martin Booker, friend of the show, friend of me, I've pretty much known her more than 20 years, mate. More than 20 years. I think 21 years that Mel has been in my life. And back when I want to say I was like 19, 20, when I was still at university, she put me on to In the Heights, and I just used to listen to it all the time at uni when I was like studying and stuff. And I never thought I would get to see this show in my hometown. Mm. And I guess the joke is if you hang around long enough, it'll come up. But it's quite exciting for this show to be happening in Hamilton, you know, because I feel like everyone... Well, not everyone, but Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator, is like, he's a big deal. This show was like his first kind of hit out there. And so it's got a good kind of origin story and a good following. And I think, you know, it's about damn time we got it on stage here. Mm. And you guys are doing that for us. So I guess thank you. I don't know.
You're welcome, maybe.
You're welcome, maybe.
No, yeah.
It's weird. I feel like I can't thank you until the show's opened. But, I mean, yeah, I'm sure you guys are presently putting in a bit of work in the rehearsal room, I imagine.
A couple hours.
Yeah. Getting it done. But I guess In the Heights, I'd like to kind of kick off with asking, what is it? Where is it? When is it? I do have your show dates written down, don't worry.
Okay, great.
That's a very, familiar actor panic. Because I think the thing is, I talk to a lot of people when they're just about to open, and they're just like, I just know that I'm at the theatre all the time.
Yeah.
When you said that, I was like, wait, when does it open again? Like, so soon.
Yeah. It's coming up quick, but you're on at Rivoli Theatre, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And 9th to 23rd of August, more info and tickets are available now at iTicket. If you're driving, pull over, then go on iTicket. Just got to get that PSA out there. But I guess what you guys can probably help me with a little bit is tell me a little bit more about the show. It's up to you how spoilery you get.
Okay.
So, yeah, what's it all about?
Well, I love that you listened to In the Heights during college, because as a college girl, you know, and playing Nina, who's come back from college, she kind of is introduced as coming back from college. Mm. It's such a cool story and set of songs to listen to when you're in a phase of life of being uncertain, but also being passionate about something and not sure if things are going to align for you to get what you are after, either, you know, for yourself or for your wider community or your family.
Yeah.
So I guess from being introduced to Nina as the, you know, Kyla being a Nina, and you hearing you saying that you listened to that during college, it also reminds me of one of my best friends who also said, I think all girls have a Nina phase in their life.
Yeah.
Where it's, I wonder where I should be, which friends are going to be there for me. Well, not necessarily friends, but I guess... where can you find a sense of belonging and where can you find a sense of home? And so for me, In the Heights is all about Where can you find home? And where can you find a sense of belonging amongst all the other issues and problems and whatever gets thrown at certain people at any given time? Where's the place that you feel safe? And this is maybe one spoiler, but not really. Nina and Benny's song, one of my favorite ones, is When You're Home.
Yeah.
And it's kind of that navigation of like, oh, are they going to find the part where they, yeah, are feeling a safe spot, or is it going to be something more intimate, or what does home really mean to Nina and Benny, and what does home mean to in the wider scheme of phases of life? Not sure if that, yeah, I guess that's a little bit of what I came to mind when I thought of In the Heights, being here as a Nina. But yeah, what would you add to that?
No, I wouldn't add anything. I think you said everything.
I can add to it. I mean, yeah. I've just had a sudden realization, though, you talking about Nina and what that kind of role means to you, and how like I was super into In the Heights when I was at university.
Mm.
And I'm like, maybe that's why Nina and Benny, they're my favourite part of the show, and maybe that's why, because at the time when I was obsessed with listening to this, I related to Nina, so that's why she's my favourite.
Yes.
Full circle moment. But I guess, yeah, going off what you've said, Kyla, In the Heights, it's kind of, yeah, it is a story about home and belonging, and it's following, I guess, a group of people as part of this community and their individual stories and how they all kind of intertwine, and it's set in Washington Heights, hence it's called In the Heights, and it's kind of a look into the kind of thriving and creative community there. But, yeah, I would say, I don't know, this is an interesting question to ask, and I'm going to ask it because I'm a cheeky radio host. But obviously you can listen to the show on like Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, wherever you get your music, you can find it. And there is a film adaptation that came out, I think it was in 2017. But the question is, do you watch or listen to the show before you see it, or do you wait till you see it at Rivoli Theatre and then go back?
Ooh, what do you think?
I think the Rivoli Theatre in the Heights is a lot different to the actual show. So maybe come watch the Rivoli one first, and then either the movie, or because you can find like slime tutorials of it or whatever. I guess it's completely up to you, really.
Yeah.
On how you think, because if you want an idea about it, then yeah, go watch it first and then come. But if you're you know, fine with not knowing anything and getting a little bit of a surprise, then come along first.
Yeah. The options are yours. But, like, this is the thing, is this is where I'm kind of sitting, because, like, I've seen the film. I listened to In the Heights at work today. Yeah. But I listen to it at least once a week, usually on Fridays. and I'm like, it wasn't that long ago since I last watched the movie, and so I'm like, oh, do I just wait?
Do you want to, like, fresh perspective?
But I'm like, I don't think I need to, like, relist. Like, it's already in my head, so I reckon I'll just wait and see.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting because the style of writing, Lin-Manuel Miranda's style, is lyric-heavy and beat-heavy, so I don't know. Sometimes, like, maybe for Hamilton, I enjoyed the fact that my friend made me listen to the soundtrack before I got there, so I could like catch all the moving parts, because there's a lot of lyrics / plot moving songs.
Yeah.
But in saying that, the music is so groovy that you can just sit there and kind of catch a vibe.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it's almost like Shakespeare, where it's like if you go watch a Shakespeare, for the first 2 minutes you're like, what is anyone saying? I can't. And then it's like your brain just like switches over and you're like, okay, I'm with it now.
It
just takes a second. But, I mean, we've already touched on, so you guys are playing Nina and Benny. And so that means you guys are doing a lot of mahi together on stage.
Yes.
How's that been going?
Fun.
Yeah, it's been really good.
Very fun. Very big notes to sing.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds fun for you guys. Because you've got some big songs.
Yeah, big songs.
Good songs, great songs. I'll probably play one in a minute.
Excited.
But I guess one last kind of question about the show. Do you guys know if there's an age rating? It'll probably be on iTicket. But because, like, there aren't swears or anything in it, eh?
There's not... There's no swearing per se, but there might be some like little bit of jokes. But in general, I think it's very family friendly.
Yeah. Or yeah. You've been warned, you know your child, enter at your own risk.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's not much, maybe like 5%.
In Spanish, there is.
Yeah, in Spanish, there might be a couple.
Oh, okay. fair.
But all in lighthearted ways.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think what's like kind of magic about the show is because it deals with some like quite heavy subject matter, but I think it there's light and dark.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very new to theatre. Mm. My background is kind of just anything else that's musical. I grew up singing in church and I write and release R&B stuff.
Nice.
So moving to something musical is natural, but it's also unnatural because it's a different form, art form. So, where was I going with that? The real issues. Yeah. I really enjoy In the Heights being a story about real people. And then on stage, it's a little bit more of seeing a real life person that you know, as opposed to like a different genre of musical theatre where it might be a little bit more, I don't know if theatrical is the right word, or a little bit more goofy or a little bit more sparkly.
But I feel
like this one is pretty tangibly real. Like you're like, oh, I'm hoping it comes across as a real portrayal of people.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I think you're kind of almost at an advantage. I mean, it'll be interesting to hear what Marangai thinks about this because you've done a bit of musical theatre, mate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
I feel like if you've done musical theatre before, doing something like In the Heights, yes, it's a musical, but it's not like other musical theatre. Mm. And so it's almost like you have to, air quotes, unlearn parts of the genre that you'd previously engaged with. Whereas you, if you're a first-timer, you're just like, okay, cool.
Trying to be a sponge, yeah.
Yeah. But because you've just come off a show, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Toxic Avenger, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Very different.
It was so good in that.
But, I mean, I was saying before we went on air, like, I get a lot of actors on That's the Ticket who are just doing back-to-back shows. And especially musicals, I'm just like, how do you keep all the songs and the blocking and stuff in your head simultaneously? Or is it like, now that Toxic Avenger is done, is it just gone from your memory?
Oh, no, it's definitely still there.
You still got the songs in there?
Yeah, it's definitely still there. Like, if we were to put it on again, I'll be able to do it.
Yeah.
But I think, one thing I do personally is like give the attention to the show that I'm currently doing.
Yeah.
Like I will, work on the other show that I'm doing, but I'll put my main focus on the show that I'm currently doing at the moment, which I think is like, similar for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I feel like it makes sense, It's just,
And I mean, it's probably almost handy that you're working onto it once, because then if you get, air quotes, sick of working on one, then you're like, okay, well, I'll take a break and listen to the music I'm meant to be learning for the other one.
Yeah.
You know, there's give and take there.
Mm.
But talking about music, it's about time I play a song from In the Heights, I reckon.
Yes.
Mm. I've got When the Sun Goes Down. Yeah.
We like that one.
Yeah, that's
a good one.
Do you have a favourite one?
Ooh. Wait, what is your favourite one? Let me think about this.
You can think about it while I play the song
if you want
more time. Normally I'm a bit more quick fire, but I'm like, oh, maybe I should be kind. We've got the whole rest of the show for you to figure it out.
Just I like them all.
Spoken like a true cast member. I like them all the same, but no. When the Sun Goes Down, I've gone for the original Broadway cast recording for this one. Mandy and Christopher. But, we'll be right on back. Enjoy this one, team.
When the sun goes down, you're gonna need a flashlight. You're gonna need a candle.
I think I can manage that.
When you leave town, gonna buy you a calling card, 'cause I am falling hard for you.
I go back on Labor Day,
and I will try to make my way out west to California. So we've got this summer,
and we've got each other. perhaps even longer.
When you're on your own and suddenly without me, will you forget about me?
I couldn't if I tried.
When I'm all alone and I close my eyes, that's when I'll see your face again. And when you're gone, you know that I'll be waiting when you're gone.
But you're here with me right now.
Hard, but if we should drift apart, let me take this moment just to say
no.
Laughing us back on air,
doing our warm-ups.
No, it's always fun playing songs in, like, on That's the Ticket when you're talking to the people who have to sing them. Mm-hmm. Before we broke for that song, I did pose the question, do you have a favourite? Mm. Any updates on that front, or are we sticking to I love them all the same? It doesn't necessarily have to be one that you sing. Sometimes people say it's a song that they don't sing because it means they just, you know, especially if they're off stage, they just chill and listen. Mm.
I do like Abuela's song, Paciencia y Fe.
Yeah.
It's a really nice song. It's really sad.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's probably either that one or Sunrise.
Okay.
It's a Nina and Benny song.
Yep. It's a good song.
Yeah, it's a nice song.
Best of luck. No.
Yeah, thanks. I was like, wow, how to do that song justice when I first heard it.
Really yeah. Good.
Yeah.
I think for me, because Kyla was asking me off air if I have a favourite, and it changes again because as I was weirdly flexing that I listen to this show at least once a week. Yeah. I'm going to keep plugging that. Look at me go. But it just changes depending on, like, how I'm feeling that day. But, like, as we've kind of already addressed, I do have a soft spot for all Nina and Benny songs.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Breathe, When the Sun Goes Down, the radio song or Benny's Dispatch, like, that always gets me going, which is weird because I'm like, I'll sit there and I'll be like, trying to sing it, I'm like, this isn't happening. But I'm just there being like, I feel like I've got this. And
maybe it's because you have a microphone in front of you and you're like in the dispatch.
Yeah.
Should I just sing it
real quick now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, please, please.
5, 6, 7, 8. No.
No, I've never. Oh, no, I have sung on air actually once. No, not properly. I was being silly.
Okay.
Yeah, at the time. I think it was a couple of weeks ago when I had a friend of the show, Yvonne from Right On for the Arts on for Cats, and we were talking about Evita, and then I just did a little Don't Cry For Me Argentina. No one asked.
But we did.
I think everyone
I think you blessed the airways for sure.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, back on topic.
No,
it's fine. It's always nice to talk about me heaps on That's the Ticket when I've got guests who are doing cooler things like In the Heights. And so there's more than just you guys in the show. I'm not going to ask you to name every single person in the show. You reckon you could do it?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, we could do it.
You don't have to, but okay. It's a large cast.
Is it?
No, I don't think it is.
Or it doesn't feel like it because you guys are all like family.
Well, yes,
that's it.
Exactly.
Nailed it.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah. And then creative team, friend of the show, friend of me, Mel Martin Booker's your director. Mm. Who's your choreographer? And
Chanel.
Yeah, and who's helping you on the music front?
Dr. Dan.
Dr. Dan.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Okay. And I was going to say Chanel, friend of the show. I don't think I've had Chanel on the show, but she's come up a few times.
Yeah.
Because, done a bit of choreo. How's that choreo going?
It's tricky because I don't really dance.
Now you do, sis.
Exactly. So now I do. So I just got to lock in so I don't miss my beats.
Yeah.
It's been cool. Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's hard case in a positive way.
Yeah.
I've worked on a few shows with her, and everyone's like, at the start, they're always like, "Whoa, how am I gonna be able to do this?" And then everyone always manages to do it because she'll help you find your beat. So.
Yeah, I think theatre is a good place for that too. When I was like, as I was saying, new to it, so I'm sorry if I sound like a broken record, but I'm just kind of picking up everything a little bit.
Yeah,
with a fresher eyes, I suppose. But there's a place for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, there's lots of people in our class who differ hugely, personality-wise or whatever it is. But you can all find a spot in a story.
Mm. Yeah.
Because especially in the Heights, because it's, like, real life.
Mm.
Everyone's different. And place to shine. Yeah.
Do you think that's kind of translated into, like, rehearsals? So do you think as, like, a team or a cast, you guys have all kind of found your place and are, like, getting on, as it were?
Yeah, I think the cast are tight.
Yeah.
They definitely go out of their way to make each other feel heard and seen and offer up spaces for do like extra practices. And the chat is just a lot of memes and like selfies of just like
and
what they're doing.
Dinners, what we're eating.
What
and
we're
stuff,
eating. Yeah.
What are we eating? What's for dinner tonight? Just asking for a mate. Do we know?
There's a lot of Macca's hangs.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know, post rehearsal Macca's hangs. At
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah. Nice.
What are you eating?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay, we love to hear it, I guess.
Yeah, we're just so in love with In the Heights. You know, nothing else matters. Yeah. We just eat and breathe In the Heights at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, how long have you guys been working on this one? Again, it's a tricky question to ask because you're just like, In the Heights is my entire existence right now, so I don't know.
Maybe since like May-ish?
Yeah.
Or June?
Yeah, I don't even remember. But
this guy's been doing... I mean, there's a few in the cast that have been...
Doing double duty?
Doing double duties.
Yeah.
duties. so they've all been like juggling the show and other stuff. So
yeah.
May onwards, I think we've been locked in for In the Heights, yeah.
Cool. And... I mean, as we've kind of touched on, you guys are opening soon. Again, I'm going to ask the tricky question. Do you reckon you're getting to that point where you want to get this thing in front of a crowd? Or get this in front of some people?
Nope.
Ooh.
The pause.
The pause. The dramatic pause.
No, I guess where I'm going with this is because when you're rehearsing, like, because everyone in that space has by now seen the show because you've all been working on it, and so it's like, do you get to that point where you're not even sure if your jokes are funny or if, you know?
I think so.
Oh, like we need a crowd to see if things are working.
I think
like everything's coming together, but I don't, like we've been running the show and, you know, every beat's been coming along and everything, but I don't know. What do you think?
I think there's like a sense of trying to find a mindset where you can come to each rehearsal making things fresh.
Yeah.
I think that's where we're at the moment. And I think it's common a couple weeks out of opening to be like, do you have everything together? And like, not like stress or panic, but the urgency is there to like make sure it's good for all it's worth. Like, because it's a beautiful show. I think people are definitely... locking in with each other, checking in every day to make sure.
Don't want to leave anything out. Like,
don't want to leave anything out.
Yeah.
So that you get it in its entirety.
And because are you guys in the, like, on the actual stage yet or not quite?
Not quite.
Yeah, because that's the next phase. And then it's that whole thing of you move from the rehearsal studio onto the stage and you're just like, I don't even know where left and right is anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So ask the same question in a week, I'm sure.
Everything.
Yeah, so. Cool. Yeah, I'm interested to see what it's going to look like.
Yeah, we've almost made it out of the rehearsal room to then get the picture.
great. I mean, can't wait. And as I've kind of touched on at the top of the show, tickets are available now for In the Heights at iTicket. Visit iticket.co.nz. Get amongst it. I've booked my tickets. Message me if you want to come on the same night, fam. But I've got a break for another song, and it's a important segment that I have here on That's the Ticket. It's called Rick's Pick. And basically how this works is I have an Uncle Rick. He is a great listener of radio, great listener of music. And he actually does, sometimes he volunteers down at Rivoli Theatre in the shed. And when I started That's the Ticket 232 episodes ago, he was like, Hannah, here's a list of songs that I like, and each week you can pick a song from the list and we'll play Rick's Pick.
And nice. I love it.
Yeah, every week I have, and it's quite good because it means it's like I don't have to think of my own songs. It's just I pick from a list. And now as the show's kind of gotten older, I've, for no one asked, but I've added this new kind of rule where I like try and pick a song that relates to the people I'm talking to or what we're talking about. And he didn't have any songs from In the Heights on the list. But I've gone for a song by Sam Cooke and it's called Good Times because, and I think it's my own bias because I love In the Heights because I'm just like, it's good times, right?
Yeah, it is.
And I mean, it sounds like, talking about your guys' rehearsal period, it sounds like you guys have been having good times. So, mission accomplished, Uncle Rick. But I hope you enjoy this one, mate, and we'll be right on back.
What I'm gonna do, get in the groove and let the good time roll. I'm gonna stay here till I soothe my soul. If it take all night long, yeah, everybody let the good time roll. We gonna stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all night long, yeah, it might be 1 o'clock and it might be 3. Don't mean that much to me. I felt this good since I don't know when, and I might not feel this good again. So come on and let the good time roll. We gon' stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all night long, if it take all night long.
That was this week's Rick's Pick. Sorry, a bit late coming back because we were having a very in-depth discussion about favourite songs from In the Heights. And I think, Kylie, you've made a decision.
I have.
All right, hit me with it, mate.
Carnaval del Barrio. So good.
Yeah.
It's a party.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
I bet the choreo is going to be out the gate for that.
It will be out the gate for that, yes.
Yeah. A little bit of fear in your eyes.
I'm just hoping I hit it.
You'll be sweet. You got it.
But it's a big celebration song, which I like.
Yeah.
So we're all getting flags out at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very cool. That's act two, eh?
Act two, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love a party in act two.
Yes.
Oh man. All right, anyway, so we've been talking about In the Heights. I want to take a little step away from that, and we've kind of touched on this already, but your guys' kind of creative histories, so where people will know you from. Kyla, you're kind of new, so that's exciting. Mm-hmm. You said that you do a bit of music and stuff. Do you have any music, like, out there?
I do, yeah.
Just under my name. I should have played some, bro.
Welcome to After If You Feel, so yeah. I'm glad. But, yeah, no, I love a good R&B love song.
Yeah.
My musical palette, it consists of, like, a lot of Stevie Wonder.
Great.
Tori Kelly.
Slow.
Alicia Keys.
Yes.
Type Vibe, Mint Condition.
Great.
Earth, Wind and Fire.
Yes.
So I dabble on a few of the instruments just because my family, both sides, play and they just create and they dance and they paint. And so I guess growing up, it's like, oh, art is a cool way to tell stories, spend time, learn skills. But yeah, I'm an R&B artist first.
Great.
And, well, not first. As part of the, you know, the journey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I do.
And now you're in your musical theatre era and we're very happy to have you.
Thanks. I feel welcome.
If you like Alicia Keys, you should listen to Hell's Kitchen, the musical. Have you listened to that?
I've only listened to the trailer and a few scenes.
You should listen to it. It's so good. Yeah. I listen to that every week.
Okay, okay.
Yes, it's so good. Kaleidoscope, Alicia Keys, and Ali, I can't remember her last name, who played the main chick in the musical, released like a radio version of that song, and it slaps.
Yeah.
I should have put it on the playlist.
We got time.
Manangai. So you've just finished on The Toxic Avenger.
Yeah, yeah.
What else have you been up to? I did a show with you last year, actually.
Yes, I did Hunchback last year with you. Mm. But I'm a full-time student at Wintec Te Pukenga for performing arts.
What year are we in?
I'm in my last year, my third year.
Oh, they grow up so fast,
yes,
bro.
Yes, we do. But yeah, I don't know. I came from Rotorua, which is like quite a an artsy place, I think.
Yeah.
For like Māori arts and stuff.
Mm.
And I just did some high school productions and my teacher was like, go here. So I went to Wintec.
Yeah.
And then, you know, found more about performing arts. And that's how I got into it, I guess.
And now you're just going from show to show.
Yeah, yeah, just trying to get amongst it all.
Booked and busy.
Did you do any theatre in Rotorua?
Just high school productions.
Yeah,
that's about it.
And again, another cheeky question. I know we're very focused on In the Heights at the moment, but has anyone got anything lined up after that? Any shows?
I don't know if it's... Yeah, not a show. I'm in a play, but that's for Wintec.
Okay.
So, yeah.
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 Okay. And so with the Wintec Performing Arts degree, you do plays and musicals.
Yes,
Which do you like best? If you have to save one from the burning building, are you going to save plays or are you going to save musicals?
Definitely not. I want to save musicals.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I like to sing and dance. So.
And then, Kyla, if you have to save singing R&B, or singing musical theatre, what are you going to save?
No! What am I going to save? Oh, shoot.
No, you don't actually have to answer it if it's too hard.
Yeah, that's too hard.
Fair.
I like musical theatre now.
Yeah.
I've got an appreciation. That's too hard. Well, no. Yeah, I'm not going to pick.
Yeah, that's okay.
They're going to have double, equal.
Yeah, that's
equal
fine.
Things.
I'll allow it. No, I always do that. And usually it's musicals or plays, but sometimes if I have people who, like, direct and do acting, I'm like, what are you going to pick? And
true.
Yeah, it's, we ask the hard questions here on That's the Ticket.
Yeah.
But, okay, I might quickly break into another segment that I do, which is where I talk about upcoming events. You guys can just have a chill. Feel free to interject if you want. But in no particular order, here are some of the cool creative happenings coming up in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, in the not-so-distant future. So, Hamilton Musical Theatre, friends of the show. They have In the Heights Inn at Rivoli Theatre from the 9th to the 23rd of August. More info on tickets are available now at iTicket. Get along, guys. You can put some faces to the voices you've been listening to for the last little while here on That's the Ticket. Over at Clarence Street Theatre, Cats the Musical is running right now until the 9th of August, 7:30 p.m. shows. And they've got a couple of 6:30 p.m. and 2 p.m. shows thrown in the mix there too. Visit Ticketek for more info on your tickets. over at Navara Lounge. Ha Ha Hamilton, aka Friends of That's the Ticket, have their August Comedy Lounge in. More info and tickets to the 6th of August show can be found at Eventfinder. And then over at the Meteor, they've got the Deck the Heels Glamilton Christmas Drag Show. And on the 9th of August, it's one heck of a title. More info and tickets are available now at themeteor.co.nz. And then Hamilton Boys High School and Hamilton Girls High School's joint production of Blood Brothers, the musical, is opening at Hamilton Boys High School on the 2nd of August and runs until the 9th. More info on tickets are available now at humantics.com. And I do just want to end this by stressing that I am by no way a definitive guide to all the cool creative stuff happening in Hamilton, because there's a lot, and I could just do a whole episode where I read a list, but then I wouldn't get to talk to guests like you guys. But continuing on with some more like cheeky radio host questions, one question that I often like to ask guests is... okay, so you've been here on That's the Ticket, TTT, giving me the tea, the inside scoop on In the Heights. And so my question for you is, how do you take your tea, like if you're going to have a tea?
Oh.
Do you drink tea? Sometimes people don't drink tea, and that is okay.
I like tea.
Okay, that's good.
But these are my two favourite teas.
All right, you're already pushing the boundaries. But
okay, let me push. Licorice tea.
Okay, wasn't good. Expecting that.
Good for the voice.
Yeah, all right.
Apparently. And... gummy bear tea.
Why did you come in here with two made up teas?
But I got that's so good. I got gummy bear tea from Alicia Keys, because she says you get a couple of gummy bears, put it in the cup, hot water, mix it up, eats it. No, she doesn't eat it.
She drinks it,
and the glycerin or something does something to your throat and it coats it a little bit.
Okay.
It tastes sweet like gummy bears.
Yeah.
Those two.
Okay, see.
I'll take those to the island.
I wasn't even expecting, like, for some reason I thought you'd found like tea bags that taste like gummy bears, but you're literally just mixing actual gummy bears in hot water.
Yeah, I always got gummy bears.
I kind of want to try it.
I'll bring it to you next time.
Just like, next time.
I just rock up, not even for a show.
Yeah. Just okay.
Was that the answer you were expecting?
This is why it's a good question, because it always goes to another realm, and I feel like I'd never expect to be there. And licorice tea. So is that the same thing, licorice and hot water, or is it actual
tea?
That's
actual tea.
Okay.
Actual tea. Licorice tea. If I want to be bougie, it's licorice and marshmallow root tea.
Okay.
Which is a fancy one, but it's expensive for no reason.
Yeah. All right.
Just get the one-off countdown.
Yeah, or just get some gummy bears and
eat some, okay. Drink some.
All right. I don't know whether or not to say don't try this at home. I mean, you've been warned.
I mean, you can only really try it at home.
Just
true.
Oh man, absolutely terrific. Thank you. I'm here for the rest of the show. Marangai, do you drink tea?
No, I don't drink tea. Sorry.
What do you drink? What's going on?
Like as a.
Do you drink coffee?
No, I don't like coffee either. Milo? I like Milo.
Okay, hot Milo, cold Milo?
Cold Milo.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That much Milo on the top.
She's miming a large amount of Milo, FYI.
Big pile of Milo.
And then you just eat it off the top and then you drink it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good shout. And then I guess other random question for the actors in the studio, and we've kind of touched on this, In the Heights, it's quite like... it's a wordy show. Like, the songs, I don't want to say they're not easy to sing, but, like, there's a lot of words to get into a short amount of time. And any tips and tricks for learning your songs, or is it just repetition?
I guess so, yeah, repetition. There, like, you can search up on YouTube or something, articulation, is that the word?
Oh, yeah.
Articulation... practices, I guess.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's a good way to do it. But yeah, it's quite hard for us because, me, Māori, who speak like this, and we can't understand what we're saying. So yeah, that's what I've been up to, articulation practices.
Right. Are you guys doing like accents for the show? Because it's set in the Heights. Like, are we doing American accents?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, New Yorkie and well. I don't know.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I guess it's,
It's not.
Yeah. It's tricky, but I think we got the gist of it enough.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And is that for the Spanish?
Oh, yeah, I do speak Spanish in it.
Do you speak a lot of Spanish?
There's just a lot. There's a few words in my songs, and then there's like a couple phrases that I'll say.
Okay, now you've got them for life.
Yeah, and that's all I know how to say is give directions in Spanish.
And I mean, I guess going off that last question is line learning. So Marangai, obviously you're a Wintec student.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that you're probably used to learning lines because you've been doing a lot of theatre, right?
Yeah, somewhat.
Any kind of method for that?
Well, I don't have a particular method, but I was given a method that when you get given the material at first, read it through and then just leave it for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then when you come back to it, it's kind of like imprinted in your brain. And that was, and I actually tried this. And it actually kind of worked, you know what I mean? Like, I did remember some of the lines, but I guess it's just, repetition again.
Yeah.
Continuously repeating. Getting a buddy helps to, run through your lines with, especially if that particular scene you're with that buddy, which helps because you can see how they're saying the line and which helps how you will say the line and all of that.
Mm.
But, yeah.
And, I mean, I guess, Kyla, you keep talking about how you're a bit of a newbie.
Mm.
How have you been finding the line learning?
There's lots of parts where I didn't know what the heck it meant. Like when it says beat in italics in, like, parentheses.
I
thought you, like, had to, like, I don't know, stomp your foot or something, or, like, a beat will come. And, but,
yeah.
But now I know a beat is a new thought. You've got to change your attitude. Something new has happened here.
Yes.
So just small things like that, I guess I'm picking up on. But lines to me are a bit tricky. Someone said, find a word in the line before you that might trigger your next word.
Oh, okay.
But we'll see how that goes.
No, I've asked this question a lot, and like I've heard it all similar with the tea.
Okay.
But like no, I've got people where they're like they highlight it in different colours means different things, or they write them all out backwards. And I'm just like,
I have circled all my lines.
Yeah.
In pencil.
I mean, that's a good start.
Like to visually be like, that's, say that line.
That's my turn. Yeah, that's a very good start.
Yeah. That's about it. Where it got to.
Yeah. I mean, you probably have to return your scripts at the end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Need an eraser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. Put that pen away, team. Oh, crikey. But, I mean, I feel like we've covered a lot of ground in a short amount of time. But, I mean, thanks for coming in and having a chat. I'm aware that you guys are heading off to a rehearsal, so I'll let you get off to that. But, yeah, break all the legs. That is a theatre saying for...
Okay, dope.
Oh, has no one explained this to you?
Well, I've heard break a leg.
Yeah.
But break all of my legs?
Well, no.
Damn. I like that.
I'm just extra supportive.
No, but I felt it.
Yeah. Break a leg.
Yeah.
In the, like, figurative, like, theatre-y way.
Where did that originate?
So it's because they say that it's bad luck to say good luck in the theatre. So you tell people to break a leg.
Good luck is bad
luck. And then there's other theories that it's like you break a leg because aka you bow. So it means the end of the stage.
Ah.
Or it means break a leg is when the legs, the curtains at close or open. Yeah. So
well, I feel enlightened.
Thank you.
Same.
Yeah, I sounded very knowledgeable, but I'm not sure if any of that is true.
You say it with confidence.
Yeah.
And that's better.
That is better.
And that's the ticket.
That is the ticket with Hannah Mooney.
I think there's a few different stories about that, though,
in
break a leg. I heard something about it originated in Germany or something.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. I reckon ask your director, because she might have some opinions. And the other one is never say, and I can say it here because I'm in a radio studio, not a theatre, but you never say Macbeth. You never say the name of the you call it the Scottish play, because back in the day, if a theatre was putting on Macbeth, it meant that the actors weren't getting paid, because they put on Macbeth because it brings in audiences, so it meant the theatre was doing badly, and they're like, oh, we need a crowd, so we'll put on Macbeth, but it meant that there's no money, so the actors weren't getting paid.
Oh, the history, the nuances of theatre.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
I'm a little old lady who knows heaps about theatre.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, as I was saying, break a leg. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys on stage in the not-so-distant future. But yeah, I'm going to play us out with a couple more Nina and Benny hits.
Let's go.
I've got When You're Home, Again, yeah. Original Broadway cast, so Mandy and Christopher. And then I do have the radio song or Benny's Dispatch from the film, just because I thought we might as well chuck in one from the film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But thanks again for joining me today. And to my lovely listeners, you can bet that I'll be back soon with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket. But until then, enjoy some In the Heights. Matiwa, team.
I used to think we lived at the top of the world, when the world was just a subway map, and my thoughts took shape on that fire escape. Can you remind me of what it was like at the top of the world?
Come with me. We begin July with the stop in my corner fire hydrant.
You would open it every summer.
I would bust it with the wrench till my face got drenched, till I heard the sirens, and then I ran like
you
hell. Yo, they're coming to get me.
You were always in constant trouble.
And then your dad would act all snide, but he'd let me hide. You'd be there inside.
And life was easier then.
Nina, everything is easier when you're home. The street's a little kinder when you're home. Can't you see that the day seems clearer now that you are here? Show you all I know. The sun is setting and the light is getting
are
low.
Are we going to Castle Garden?
Maybe, maybe not. But way to take a shot when the day is out. I got a perfect shady spot a little ways away that ought to cool us down.
Cool us
Welcome
down.
Back to town.
Now back in high school when it darkened, you'd hang out in Fed
and
Park.
And Snobby would bring his radio.
As I walked home from senior studies, I'd see you
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.